What would happen if the core city at the center of a suburban ring were to die? How long would the suburbs flourish?
It is the central question of a four-part series, Race in Richmond, produced by 15 volunteers, led by Assistant Professor Renee Hill at Virginia State, and paid for in part by a federal grant VCU Professor Cheryl Shakeshaft obtained to produce training videos for school administrators.
We think people may be uncomfortable, and our hope is that through discomfort we can have conversations.
The four-part video series on racial disparities delves into education, transportation, housing, and economic development.
The point of this endeavor is so that we can move forward, not stay in the past.
The videos include statistical information, but also interviews with people with real experiences.
Many of those interviewed for this project claim that race is the theme underlying most of the problems both inside Richmond and between the city and the counties.
They don't want certain types of people to be moving into the county, and they blame the city.
Richmond, Virginia has long had an uneasy relationship with the counties around it.
This is stuff people don't want to hear.
That's probably true, that it may change the way we think about things.
The lack of public and private transportation hinders workers in the city from getting to jobs out in the counties.
Critics would say you really don't cover any new material. We've heard all this before.
Absolutely true. All this stuff is old. People who've lived in Richmond for a long time, we find many of them say, gee, I didn't realize this.
It is an excellent and provocative series about racial injustice and our collective futures on YouTube, with links available at the Richmond Peace Education Center website at rpec.org. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.